The Pasuk, in Pasuk, Yisaitse, teaches us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to listen to what Bilam said, V'yapach, and he turned his klal into a bracha. And the Medrash says, the person who wanted a curse got cursed, because Hashem loves us. What does that mean? So the Sefer Cheshev Sofer quotes the Chassam Sofer that we need to understand why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu not allow Bilam to curse Klal Yisrael? What he could have done is he could have let Bilam curse Klal Yisrael Chas V'Shalom, and then he would nullify whatever Bilam said that it shouldn't take effect. Just because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has such great love to Klal Yisrael, he didn't want to hear any words of negativity, of klala against Klal Yisrael, because it's the way somebody who loves somebody never wants to hear anything negative about the person whom he loves. And that's Pshat in the Pasuk. V'lo'av Hashem l'kecha l'shmaya es Bilam. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't even want to hear words, negative words, klala words from Bilam. And because of that, V'yapach Hashem l'kecha l'chaz klala l'bracha, he turned the klala into bracha. If that's the case, that's Pshat, he says, in the Medrash. He said what the Medrash is telling us is that when the enemies of Klal Yisrael see our success, when they see our success, that's what bothers them the most. And he says that's Pshat, what the Pasuk says, Kein yoiv dekol oivecha Hashem, v'oyavav k'tzeis Hashemesh begvurasoi. How do we accomplish that Kein yoiv dekol oivecha Hashem, that all of our enemies had, that all of the enemies disappear? When they see us, oyavav k'tzeis Hashemesh begvurasoi, when they see us being successful. Because otherwise, says the Cheshev Sofer, we're really not allowed to daven, as we know, for the downfall of the Rishoyim. We're just supposed to daven for the success of Tzadikim. But our success is their downfall. And that's what happened here, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that Bilam should bless Klal Yisrael against what he wanted to do, because he loved us so much, he didn't even want to let Bilam utter the words of klala. And that's what the Pasuk says, V'yahapach. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu turn that the person who cursed us became the individual who got cursed? Because it represents the tremendous love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael, and that's represented by what happened over here. What happened over here, that the klala was not even allowed to be uttered. But the Sefer Be'er Ma'im Chaim makes an interesting observation. He says, we know that Klal Yisrael went through many situations, and the Torah really only dwells on three of them. One is Mitzrayim, one is Amalek, and the other one is, as we're learning now, the story of Bilam. And the question is, what, and the question, of course, that we need to understand, he asks, is why does the Torah only dwell on these three episodes, even though there were so many more episodes where Klal Yisrael was saved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So he explains that the purpose of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah, emphasizing these three episodes is because these three episodes were not just situations where enemies of Klal Yisrael wanted to attack Klal Yisrael. They represent situations where they wanted to attack our Ruchnis. We know that it begins with Paroi saying Mi Hashem and declaring that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Klal Yisrael, that who is Hashem. The entire, and Klal Yisrael, we know, Mitzrayim, we know, was the Erves Haaretz. Klal Yisrael was the place that fell into the Memtesh, Klal Yisrael fell into the Memtesh Shari Tuma. In fact, he points out that Klal Yisrael, because they had to leave Mitzrayim so quickly, did not have an opportunity to get all of the Tumah of Mitzrayim removed from us, because we had to be taken out immediately, as we say in the Agadah. V'ilo lahotzei HaKadosh Baruch Hu aseinu Mitzrayim, hari anu b'neinu b'neinu mishibadim hayinu l'Mitzrayim. And the question, of course, he means to ask, is if we wouldn't have been taken out at that time, perhaps we would have been taken out at a later time. But he explains that if we would have remained in Mitzrayim any longer, we would have fallen into the tomb of Mitzrayim to a degree that we could have never crept out. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out, but that still remains with us. And that, he says, was also why Amalek was able to prevail over Klai Yisrael. Because Klai Yisrael was in a weakened state of Kedusha, we still had the Tumah Mitzrayim, and that's why he says, the Torah tells us, that the only reason they were able to prevail in that war against Amalek was because Yodav Shel Moshe, only because they had the Schus of Moshe Rabbeinu. Klai Yisrael themselves were not yet ready to be able to fight against the terrible tumah that Amalek represents. And then he goes on to explain that when we look at Bilam, Bilam wasn't even a battle. There was no war. Bilam was a curse. Bilam wanted to attack who we are and whom we represent. And what the Torah is teaching us, tells us the Be'er Ma'im Chaim, that when we think of a war of enemies of Klal Yisrael versus Klal Yisrael, we shouldn't think of them in terms of a physical war. Physical war are very serious, and they're tremendous nisim that have happened to Klal Yisrael in the wars that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wages on our behalf. The story we know, the Gemara talks about, Sanherav came to attack Yerushalayim, but he was supposed to do it on the day that he was sent to do it, and he delayed it. And that night, 185,000 soldiers, Sanherav's soldiers, perished. But that was a physical war. And the wars that we have to fight, tells us the Be'er Ma'im Chaim, and the wars that we have to remember are the wars that are not just physical wars. We have to remember the wars of Ruchnius, because he explains those wars continue, and we haven't yet been able to prevail that we should be on the level of Ruchnius that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs us to be on. And that's why we say in the Agadah, Yimei Chayecha Ha'olam Hazeh, Kol Yimei Chayecha Lahavi L'moysa Mashiach, that even when Mashiach comes Meherib Yameinu, We will rejoice in the tremendous nisim that Mashiach represent, we will still mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why? Because he explains that, as we've been saying, what Yetzias Mitzrayim represents is that we were not just physically saved, but we were saved in our Ruchnius. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved the Ruchnius, which is the main reason that we continue to exist as a nation, is because we're Am Hashem, connected to Hashem, connected to His Torah, is the reason that we exist. And therefore, even when we will experience Mitzvah Shem Meheri Yameinu, incredible Nisim, the Nes that we were saved, that our Ruchnius was saved, can never be something that we could forget. There's an interesting question that I saw was asked to the Sfas Emes. The Pasuk in Parshas Ba'aloscha says, V'chisivoy b'mechoma b'artzachem v'aroysem b'chatzoysrus. So the Torah, when it speaks about a war there, says, K'savoy, when they come, and the Torah tells us, V'aroysem b'chatzoysrus, when we have to blow the shofar, we have to blow the chatzoysrus. In our Parsha, the Parsha begins with the words, K'seitzei, not K'savoy, K'seitzei l'mechoma. And the Torah doesn't speak anything about blowing the shofar, the chatzoysus, during this battle. So he suggested there's a difference between kisavayu. Kisavayu means a ruchnistag battle. Kisavayu, when the Torah says kisavayu melchama ba'atzchem, means it refers to the yetzahara. And the yetzahara that enters our bodies, our lives. Kisavayu melchama ba'atzchem, when a person is fighting the battle against the Yetzirah, when the person is fighting a battle of Ruchnius, we have to do whatever it can That is a Muhammad that we need all of our effort to concentrate on. And that's why the Torah says, in such a battle, whatever we need to do, when it's a battle for the ruchnius, for the soul of Klal Yisrael, that is the most significant battle that Klal Yisrael could experience. And v'aroysim b'chatzoytzrus. Our pasuk, our parasha begins with kiseitze. And Rashi says, b'mechomas ha-reshus ha-kosu medaber. It's not a mechoma, it's not a war on our spiritual standing. It's a physical war. It's a war. It's something that we have to be concerned about, and it's something that we have to do. But it's not the same as when we're fighting, as the Ber Maim Chaim teaches us, for our spiritual existence. And that's why the Torah doesn't speak about this war in the same strength. It doesn't say Kisavud, or the Yetzahar is coming, that the war is coming into us. It's Kiseitze, there's a war. And it doesn't say V'aroyse B'chatzoytzeres. The war that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned about, the war that we have to always remember to fight, is a war for our spiritual well-being.